Our first reading today describes one of the most important events in salvation history, and an event that literally changed the course of history. You know, the appearance of God to Moses in the burning bush. And, you know, I think it addresses a question that all of us at one time in our lives have asked, or maybe some of us are asking that question now. But how do we know that God really exists? How can we be sure? You know, and that's an important question and a very fundamental one, because our answer to that is going to shape our whole worldview. You know, how we view ourselves, how we view our life, you know, what our purpose is, and where we find meaning in life. And so it's a very important question. And there's a lot of different ways to answer that question and to come to a knowledge that God exists. But we have a very clear answer in our first reading. You know, we have an eyewitness account where God appeared to someone and revealed himself. That's very clear evidence. There is somebody who has seen God. But how do we know that that actually happened? You know, how do we know that Moses didn't just make this up or this isn't just fiction? Well, one of the ways in which we know that it actually happened is it wasn't an isolated event. It was part of a sequence of events that happened, which includes the Israelites being enslaved in Egypt. Moses was sent to deliver them. And we have historical and archaeological evidence that the Israelites were in Egypt as slaves. You know, we have the ruins of cities that they built while they were there. And we know that they were delivered from Egypt, 600,000 men plus women and children, a huge nation, and that they went in and took control of the Holy Land, where they eventually established a kingdom of David that lasted for centuries. And so when we look at this, you know, this is not mythology. You know, these are not fairy tales or stories that happened, you know, in a land far, far away. These are real historical events. And we have the firsthand account explaining the details of how these events panned out. And so the appearance of God to Moses in the burning bush was very closely connected to all the events that happened later. And these are the events that are the history of the nation of Israel. You know, how did over a million people survive in a desert where there was no food and no water for 40 years? How did they survive? How did these things happen? Well, our readings from the Old Testament give us the information of how that happened. And the way that it happened is that God appeared to a humble shepherd in the desert by the name of Moses and commanded him to deliver the people of Israel. And so what this can help us to affirm by recognizing that this is real history, that's part of the historical record, it helps to emphasize the reality that God truly exists. This is not fiction. God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, which means he truly exists. And we have solid historical evidence to support that. As we look at this passage, you know, it's God reveals his name to Moses. And it's a very interesting name. You know, there were a lot of pagan religions at the time. The Egyptians were no exception. And they had all sorts of different false gods that they had come up with. You know, there was the god of the Nile. There was the god of the sun. There was the god of fertility. There was the god of cattle. You know, they had all these different gods. But in this passage, God reveals himself by the name I Am Who Am, which is a very interesting name and kind of cryptic. But it reveals a lot theologically and philosophically about who God is. First of all, that he is the God that truly exists. Unlike all the other false gods that the pagans worshipped, they do not exist. He is the true God who exists. But the name means more than that. He is the God who always existed, who always will exist, and who is the source of all existence. Everything that exists has its origin in the one true God who exists. You know, that's what our Lord was revealing when he revealed his name as I Am Who Am. He is not a god like a god of the Nile River that's located in one place or one location. He is the infinite God who permeates the entire universe. He's not an extension of our imagination. He's not someone that we've just invented or come up with that we can control with our own minds. He's the transcendent God that is above all creation. To him, 1,000 years are a single moment, and a single moment is 1,000 years. And so when we come this morning to worship God at Mass, we are worshiping the same God who appeared and revealed himself to Moses. We are worshiping the God who is all existence. I am who am. That's who we come this morning to worship and adore. And so we can recognize through these readings the reality that there is solid historical evidence that this actually happened. These are real events. And the God that we worship is the true and the living God. At the end of the first reading, God gives a commandment. He says, "This is my name forever. Thus am I to be remembered through all generations." We are part of all generations. And so that's a command to us, that we are to know God and to remember him, to keep him in mind, to recognize the truth of the existence of God. And so what's our proper response to God? You know, he's not a God that we can control or manipulate. Some people try and do that. They try and make God into their own image. They want to project onto God how we should live and who God really is. But that's not the proper response to God. The proper response on our part to the existence of God is to worship him, to recognize that he is the source of all existence. He is our origin, and he's the one that we should give adoration and thanksgiving to with our worship. And we should also give him our obedience. When we recognize the existence of God, that means that we need to conform ourselves in obedience to what he's revealed. There's a lot of people who live as if God doesn't exist. They live their daily lives apart from God. And fundamentally, their lives are built on a lie. It's built upon a falsehood that God doesn't exist, because in fact, he does exist. And so for our lives to be authentic, for our lives to be ordered properly, we can't be living in a fantasy land. We have to conform ourselves to the truth. And the most fundamental truth is that God is. God truly exists. And so as we reflect upon these readings, it should give us confidence in the truth that God exists when we see how he has intervened in real and powerful ways in actual historical events that were witnessed by hundreds of thousands of people. And we should recognize that when we come to worship God, that's the God that we're giving worship and adoration to. We are truly his people, and our lives, by the way that we live, our actions and our worship, should reflect the reality that God is.